Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
What's the craziest thing you ever did for concert tickets? I've been battling this over the last 24 hours because, you know, Taylor Swift announced her tour.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for me, I mean, I love Taylor Swift. I really do. But jumping through the hoops, I don't know. For my 13-year-old daughter, I will jump through every hoop possible, right?
Yeah, but I mean, to be fair, you've done it before.
Yes.
And it was quite a lot of work for you to do it. Oh. And you did it. And you've seen her. So, I mean, it's not like, you know, it's going to be groundbreaking. Will it be great? Sure.
Yeah, I'm getting. So they announced this tour, the U.S. dates. And the first thing you have to do is you have to go on Ticketmaster and you have to register to get in line. And they have to qualify you to be a verified person, blah, mm-hmm. blah, 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 blah. I've been in this line for 24 hours and I'm still not done in the line.
Yeah.
It basically crashed Ticketmaster to get in a line to buy tickets for November 15th when the pre-sale starts.
Happens every time she comes out with an album, announces dates, or Kim Kardashian posts a nude photo.
All the time. Just crashing it.
Yeah.
I'm getting text messages from my sister across the country asking if I have an in. I don't. I have to buy them just like everybody else.
People coming out of the woodwork because you're in the business. And you know what? You know what's really tough? I mean, you know, not for nothing. I would be afraid if I was, you know, trying to get those tickets because they've already been expensive tickets.
Oh, they're going to be so expensive.
She's a huge artist, obviously. But now Ticketmaster does that scaling thing based on demand. And that changes the price of the tickets, too. You could pay like, I mean, you might have to give up one of your cars. You know what I mean? It could be a lot.
What do you think? I don't know. I don't know what the ticket prices are going to be. All I know is I'm in line to register so I can one day buy these tickets and who knows what I'm going to have to go through. But what's the craziest thing you ever did to get concert tickets?
I slept outside in the winter, cold times, on concrete to get tickets. I don't remember exactly what show it was, but it was a different time, obviously. You had to line up to get those tickets. And we got those tickets. And you know what? They weren't even great seats. You know what I figured out after that? There was also a Ticketmaster location inside the mall. So the next time, you know, that you have that, you could, you know, sleep basically in a section inside and you were relatively safe, which, you know, what a crazy world too. Like the mall would stay open all night. They'd have to have a security guard there because tickets were going to go on sale and they would have people sleeping in the aisles. And then just a few hours after that, people would be coming in for mixers or waffle makers or whatever.
Yeah. No, I remember those days. I remember I slept outside for Beastie Boys tickets.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, seriously, I slept outside on a concrete overnight, but it was like everybody lined up. It was kind of part of the excitement of the concert experience. And I got to be honest with you, I'd rather sleep outside than have to deal with this virtual queue and who knows if I'm going to get through. And then, like, you know, the ticket scale prices is going to go all over. Oh, I kind of miss the old good old days.
Right. If you're outside, you know that it has an end time. You know that sooner or later, somebody's going to have to take care of you. And not for nothing, you can bring a pillow.
Yeah.
If you fall asleep right now, sometime over the next 48 hours, and they decide to fix the internet for Taylor Swift, you could miss your cue on top of it. Imagine that.
Imagine the Wi-Fi goes out right now and I have to start all over.
Oh, terrifying.
If you believe in all those positive affirmation things, just repeat after me really quick. I will win the Powerball this evening and I will be $1.37 billion richer or whatever it is.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds great.
Say, I will be a billionaire tonight.
I will be a billionaire this evening.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's probably not going to be true.
That'd be great.
That's the thing about affirmations. You can keep saying them. If you don't believe them, it's never real.
I mean, I don't think that really affects it one way or the other. I mean, you're going to watch the drawing, right? Mm-hmm. The balls are going to blow up in that little tube, and they're just going to go ahead and give you the numbers. Yesterday, I said to my wife driving home, I was like, are we billionaires today?
Well, here's the thing. Everybody has a dream, and the dream is that you're going to win the lottery, and you're going to have all this money, and you're going to be able to do whatever you want.
That'd be fantastic.
And adults, everybody has dreams on what you want to do with the money, but we asked a bunch of kids, what would they do if they won the $1 billion on Powerball?
Mm.
And here's what they said.
Give it to charity?
That's so nice.
That is so nice, but I am not Jeff Bezos, all right? I mean, I'll give some to charity.
Right.
But I'm not giving all to charity.
I would get the biggest bar of Snickers that was ever invented.
That's what I'm talking about, kid.
Also, I would also do that. Can we get two of those? If I win $1 billion, I'll buy the biggest Snickers for that kid and for me.
All right, Brooke, I want you to pretend you just won the lottery and now you're a millionaire. What's the first thing you buy?
Cats.
Cats. How many cats?
100.
Imagine you're the mom of this child, and she just, for some reason, now you're billionaires, and she just shows up with 100 cats in your front yard.
Yeah, you're also moving out today. Right? Yeah.
The first thing I buy is a big, big house for my family.
Nice.
And move away, not tell anybody.
That, you know what? She heard that from her parents. You know she heard that from her parents, because it's always the same thing. When I win, no one's ever going to hear from me again. We're going to pick up and we're going to be gone.
Well, you got to get out of town, because if not, everybody shows up looking for a loan. Kids. Everybody's got a business idea. All your friends coming out of the woodwork. Oh, remember, you owe me this. Forget it.
Kids don't come up with that on their own. They heard mom and dad say, when we win, no one's going to ever hear from us again.
What's the first thing you buy?
A cat.
Nice. What kind of cat?
A stripy cat.
Why do all these kids want so many cats? And why do they think they need to be billionaires to afford it?
I was going to say, just go to the pound, guys. I mean, there's plenty of cats that need to be adopted. Stripy ones, too.
Crystal, I want you to pretend that you just won the lottery and now you're a millionaire.
Oh, my God!
What's the first thing you would buy?
I might not going to buy, but I'm going to probably donate.
Why are these kids so great? They're so nice. She's so excited.
Oh, my God!
Then she's like, I'm going to immediately give that money to people that are less fortunate, which is very sweet.
Donate it to the cats.
There'll
be a lot of them hanging around, I guess.
Definitely.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 It's all about mental health. And one of the things they always say is you want to get things off your chest. You want to be able to talk about it. And that's exactly what's happening right now. 1-800-330-9999. What is driving you crazy? You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.
Hey, Kelly, what's going on?
If you're the kind of person who stalks people on Instagram but never posts anything yourself, that's all I need to know about you.
There's a lot of people like this. I actually disagree. I think some people just aren't comfortable, but they like to be like part of the conversation, but not actually part of the conversation.
I'm not comfortable with any part of it, if I can be honest.
Let me tell you the real conversation Raven and I had yesterday off the air, Kelly. He was talking about some celebrity, and he was like, do you believe that how many people like that post? And I was like, yes, that's actually how Instagram works. Like, you know?
But it was just ugly. Like, they were stupid, ugly posts. And I'm like, how can a million people agree with somebody when they say something so stupid?
I don't know. But here's what I do know. If you don't follow me on Instagram, my personal account, it's Anna Zapp on Air, because I need to build my social media following. I've been told by several people now. Again, that's Anna Zapp on Air.
Yeah, you don't actually have to post. Just follow her. She'll be happy.
That's all I need.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Or you can follow the show at Anna and Raven. We love that, too.
David, that's all I need to know about you.
If you ask for advice and never listen to it, that's all I need to know about you. My buddy, I keep telling him to block his girlfriend, his ex, and he never does it, and he's just not taking the advice, and he keeps coming back to bite him in the butt.
That gets annoying.
Yeah,
it's not like you got to take everything I'm telling you, but if I watch you make the same mistake over and over and over again, I'm tired of giving you advice.
This happened recently with a friend of mine that kept going on back to the same guy. And like the last time, I thought for sure, like, we had convinced her, like, that's it, you know?
No.
And it was like 7-8 months that she hadn't talked to him. And all of a sudden, here he comes. And once again, back in the picture. And it was the same disappointing story. And it's like, I mean, you know, you want to be there for your friends. You're always there for your friends. But at some point, you got to be like, what do I got to do?
Yeah. Well, you get exhausted.
Yeah.
You know, by hearing about the same stuff. My wife will ask me for something, advice, be talking to me about it. I'll agree with her, and then she'll change her mind, which is also somewhat annoying. Different situation, but somewhat annoying.
Teresa, that's all I need to know about you.
If you bribe your kids with cash to behave, that's all I need to know about you. I've got a friend that will give her kid $5 every time they go to the grocery store so that he behaves. And it's really, really obnoxious and embarrassing.
That's what I call employment.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of what I'm doing here every day.
But but you're a grown up and have a job. And these are, I don't know. I get torn with this all the time. I get boggled down with the Instagram parenting, where every parenting app and everybody has an idea of what's right. And there's the gentle parenting, which is the dumbest thing I ever heard of. There's the, you know, the positive reinforcement, where you're saying if you behave, you get rewarded, which is essentially what she's doing, but she's bribing them.
Yeah,
that's just a fancy way to say it.
Right.
I don't know what's right or wrong anymore. I'm just trying to survive. So, you know, at this point, it's
like, wake me up when they're 18.
It's like, God help me. Like, whatever we got to do to get through this together, you know? It's going to take $3 to get them to stop throwing themselves on the floor in the middle of the cereal aisle. I don't know. Sometimes I got $3.
I don't know, though. They just think it's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
the behavior is going to get worse so that the reward gets better.
Yes.
And you know, right. And, you know, what do you do when they're in anybody else's hands? School. Your family, anybody.
Pray, Raven, you pray.
Welcome to Anna and Raven's Roadshow. Today they examine items to determine if they have any hidden treasures.
It's back. Anna and Raven Roadshow. Every couple times a year we do this, we have Ryan Brecklin come in from Nest Egg Auctions, and you can submit your items that you have lying around your house that you wonder, is this worth anything? You picked it up at a yard sale, your great-grandmother left it to you, it's just been sitting around, and you want to know, are you rich now?
Yeah, and he is an expert. I mean, he knows something about absolutely everything and has every connection there is to do the research on it, to find the history of an item. I went over and I looked at the auction house after last time we did Roadshow. I went over there and visited with him. What an amazing place. Just the amount of stuff that they have. Really, really, really big safes. I mean, there was a room that was like being in the jewel area of, like, you know, royalty. It was amazing. Very interesting.
Last time we had a woman came on, she submitted an item, and like I forwarded it to Ryan, because you can go to annonraven.com.
I remember.
Yeah, you can go to annonraven.com, click on Anna and Raven Roadshow, and it has the information, and it comes directly to me. So I got the information about this sculpture.
Right.
And thank you, Raven.
I'm just excited. Yeah. I'm just excited.
And I forwarded it to Ryan. And usually Ryan, like right off the bat, he'll be like, yeah, this is a good one. And he'll talk about, like, you know, what he can say and what it's worth. And he was dumbfounded. He could not believe that this woman had this piece that was worth over $1 million. They figured out how to fly over to Europe to get it tested. But
sure.
The whole it was insane. But the whole reason why we're bringing back Ryan, you know, right now, is not only because we love having him, but we had a listener who has heard me talk about my Princess Diana Beanie Babies. And
here we go again.
He and his wife came to the studio and brought me 4 Princess Diana Beanie Babies.
That's right.
4. I'm looking at them right now. They're sitting behind me.
It should be noted that Anna has spoken to at least 6, maybe even 10 professionals about your Beanie Baby, Princess Di Beanie Baby, which you have encased in plastic, which you believe is going to be your retirement plan. And they have all told you that it's worth nothing.
Well,
$20. What they have all told you. But these, there may be a special one here. This one is encased in glass.
Right. So that's the thing. If you get the right Princess Diana Beanie Baby, it can be worth upwards of $50,000. I'm looking at one that's available right now on Etsy that's listed for $50,000.
I mean, there's always somebody that will sell you one for $50,000. It doesn't mean that it's worth it over $15,000.
Well, we're going to see what Ryan says about the 4 that were brought to me by a listener. But again, we're going to have him on for over the course of a week coming up in a couple week. So if you have an item at your house that you think should be appraised and you just want to know, hey, what's this worth? Head to annonraven.com, click on Anna and Raven Roadshow, send us some pictures, any information you have, and we'll get you on the air with them. Why is it trending? Top news stories trending and why. So Megyn Kelly is trending, and it has nothing to do with politics for once.
No, thank God.
Yep. Megyn Kelly is irked by Meghan Markle. That's Prince Harry's wife, up on your British royalty. I go back and forth on this all the time.
I was going to say, I mean, you had months where you were completely annoyed by her and that you thought she was sent by Satan to destroy the royals.
All I've ever said about Meghan Markle is that when she said that she was marrying Prince Harry and that she didn't know who he was.
Right. She was a liar.
I just don't believe how any woman in the world goes on a date with somebody, let alone the prince, one of the most famous men in the entire world.
Right.
And she doesn't, it's a blind date and she has no idea who he is when she shows up. Like,
and not for nothing.
Here.
We all know who Prince Harry is and what he looks like. We all remember those naked photos from Vegas when he was running around that pool table. Okay. I know what every inch of Prince Harry looks like.
Got it. All right. But anyway. So Megyn Kelly was super mad. Well, you know what? I'm going to let her tell you.
Please.
Here she is on a rant.
Her latest podcast, she's talking about whatever. Her guest mentions Harry, and Megyn replies, "Oh, my husband, he's great," talking about helping her get the kids ready in the morning. And my producer, Kelly, says, "Is it just me or is it so annoying how she always refers to him as my husband?" It's not just you, Kelly. It is all of us. My husband. We get it. You bagged the gorilla. Congratulations. You got the big bear. You want us to know. We know.
She's mad that...
Is that also a podcast? Because it sounds like...
Yes, it's
like,
a podcast
It sounds
well.
Like conversation that's gone on too long if you're talking about real broadcasting.
Well, here's the thing. Is that she's mad...
Which I've never done.
That she's mad that she keeps referring to him as her husband. Like,
yeah.
We know he's your husband. But then I was like, well, what are you supposed to call him?
Right. I mean, you're not going to call him Baby Boo Bear on your thing or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever your pet name is. I mean, I call my wife.
Well, that's what I was thinking, too. I go, like, all right, when I refer to Paul, my husband, I call him my husband.
Sure.
Like, if I'm talking to anybody, I'm like, yeah, my husband. Lately, I've been doing Paul husband. I've been calling him that. In my phone,
it
I have
seems weird.
Yeah, but I have him saved as Paul husband.
Right, but I mean, that's not a full sentence or a thought, even. So, I mean, that's okay for identification purposes of your phone, but I wouldn't start using that in the context of conversation. I would just say my husband, yes.
But then I was looking up other slang terms.
Yeah.
I'm like, maybe it is weird that I refer to him as my husband.
Okay.
Main squeeze.
Yeah.
Does anybody say main squeeze?
Seems like 1965.
Ball and chain. That one I find offensive.
Yeah, that's a real long time ago.
Yeah.
Right.
Your better half?
They do that one.
That's kind of dumb. I mean, maybe he's not my better half. Maybe I'm the better half.
Right, I was going to say, you have to believe it, right?
Like, the bridegroom. Paul, every once in a while, will call me his bride.
Yeah.
He'll be like,
do you
my
like
bride.
It?
No, it's dumb.
So my wife loves that my grandfather, who's 96, still calls my grandmother his bride. My wife loves that. So every once in a while, I call her my bride.
I'm like, do you see me wearing a veil? No. Do I look like a bride? No.
Yeah.
I was your bride 18 years ago.
Yeah.
Not now. I don't know. That one's weird.
Yeah.
Your spouse? That just seems very formal.
I mean, it just seems to me like if you want to hate Meghan Markle, do it because of the disparaging things she said about Deal or No Deal. Don't do it for any other reason at this point, right?
I guess that's true. Gwyneth Paltrow released her annual holiday gift guide for her lifestyle brand Goop.
Oh, you know, I am so excited about this. You know why? Because Gwyneth Paltrow really understands what it is to be the regular person.
Yeah.
And so she comes out with products that are good for every household, every budget, every year. I base my whole life on her shopping experiences, really.
Mm-hmm. So that's why we're going to play Goop or Dupe. Raven, I'm going to read you something that's on the list,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to guess whether it's something that's actually on this Goop list,
okay,
or if it's something I made up after I was drinking wine last night.
And again, these are like holiday items here, so I'll get inspired for this. Okay, I'm excited. Let's go.
Okay. Up first, Gucci waist bag holder. This is for your dog's poo.
Mm-hmm.
It's $420 because every dog needs to be carried in style.
So it's like a dispenser
yep.
for poo bags?
Yes.
Okay. $450.
$420.
Seems like a bargain. I'm going to say that that's a yes. That's a real item.
That is a real item that is on Gwyneth Paltrow's
nice.
Goop list. Yes.
I'm pretty sure the last time I bought bags in bulk, they sent me one of those for free.
Yeah. Well,
it's
was
not
it,
Gucci.
Was it Gucci?
It's not Gucci.
No.
But they did send me one for free.
And not for nothing. If you haven't shopped Gucci in a while, $420 is a bargain for anything.
I mean, there's somebody out there right now that wants this item just because they need something with Gucci on it.
Okay, there's a new HEPA vacuum that
mm-hmm.
turns the dirt from your floor into protein powder for your shakes. It's listed as $675.
I'm going to say that you made that up while you were drinking wine.
That is true. I made that up. But as I was sitting there swirling my Cabernet,
yeah.
I looked over at my Eureka vacuum,
yeah.
and I thought to myself, what if I could drink that?
Yeah,
and
good thing you
good
didn't.
For me. I
good
didn't.
Thing you didn't give it a shot.
Right.
I mean, it's an interesting idea. It could be used like on Mars or something, like a recycle thing. Right. That's good. Okay.
How about the Rowan hair color kit for dogs? It's washable color sticks that changes the color of your fur on the and your dog.
$50. But there's nothing on Goop that is $50. There's not a single thing that exists for $50 there, right?
You are incorrect.
What?
This is a real thing to dye your dog's hair. They even have shimmer sticks if you just want your dog to sparkle. That is a real thing.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Poor puppies.
Next. And as you may know, a lot of times this Goop list has like experiences.
Okay.
So this is the Weird Al Yankovic childcare experience. He can come to your home, Weird Al,
what?
And he'll take care of your children. And he also, for an additional fee, will take care of pets. Starting price, $23,000.
I mean, I feel like Gwyneth Paltrow, as weird as she knows everybody. So I'm thinking that this is a real thing that you can get Weird Al to watch your pets and your kids.
Nope.
Oh.
Made that up last night.
It seems like so much fun.
When I unscrewed the top of my wine bottle.
The second one? I mean, I feel like if Gwyneth Paltrow reached out to Weird Al,
yes.
That's maybe something that we could get done.
All right. Let's do one more.
All right.
Multi-use Touche waste toilet paper. It's made of recycled plastic straws, and you can use it in the bathroom. And then instead of flushing it, you rinse it off, and it becomes abstract wall art. Starting price, $125.
That cannot be real.
That's not real.
Okay, thank God. Oh, my gosh. I was terrified.
But on the real Goop list,
yeah,
is bamboo toilet paper.
Yeah.
That's a real thing, and it's $44 a roll. $44 a roll for bamboo toilet paper. Like, how does that feel on your tushy? I don't know.
Maybe get more cost effective and just use an actual bamboo tree. They do grow very quickly from what I hear. The rate is astonishing.
Do you think I can order it and our boss will let us expense that?
No. Okay. No, I do not.
Miss Aya is a fifth grade teacher, and every week it's up to her to determine who is smarter than a fifth grader, me or Raven. Over the last couple weeks, it's been torn. Raven took a couple wins, I took a few, so let's see who's going to take it home today. Miss Aya, same rules apply. When I ring in, I'll use my bell. And Raven will use the dog squeaky toy. All right, let's do it.
Okay, question number one, a social studies question. How many voyages did Christopher Columbus take?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Heard the
one.
Bell.
Yeah. The Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria. Three.
That's not what she asked.
Oh. Wait, no?
That How many voyages?
Oh. Three?
I mean, she already said no. You already answered wrong.
I didn't say anything, actually.
Yeah. Is it three?
I'm not going to answer. What about Raven?
I say it's two.
Well, you're both incorrect. It was four.
Dang.
Anna was closer.
I know. Do I get a point for saying the Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria?
Nope. She did say some of the names. So, yeah, I think that's a little bit of extra credit right there.
That wasn't even the question. What kind of grading system is that?
That we're you grading have our to kids? Give the kids opportunities for extra credit.
Oh, my God. She's 40.
All right. Number two. Let's go.
All right. Name the planets in order from the sun.
Okay, you do
all
it,
right, right. All right, here we go.
All right.
Venus, Mercury, Earth, Mars, Neptune, Saturn, Jupiter. Oh, God. I'm way off here.
Yeah, I don't know.
Pluto.
You're just naming planets? Is that wrong, Masaya?
He named planets. They're not necessarily in the right order.
Right.
He missed some.
Yeah, so I'm trying to remember because there's like...
Uranus!
No, I think it's like, please excuse my dear Aunt Sally or something like that.
That's
like
something else.
Yeah.
Yes, there is an acronym to remember, of course.
Yes, and I can't remember what the acronym is, and it's not please excuse my dear Aunt Sally.
Well,
No, that's a math thing.
The Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. I mean, no. I'm thinking I get some points here at the very least.
That's not in the right realm, so
let's
no.
Let's see. I can't remember, and it's so aggravating right now that I can't remember what the acronym is. Go ahead, give it to us.
So it's my very educated mother just served us nachos.
Is really, really long.
Yeah.
Well, M for Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Mercury. Neptune, Pluto is no longer a planet.
Yeah.
No, I'm not here for that, Miss AI, all right? I represent Pluto as a planet. Those were beautiful shots that we just got last time something flew by there. And I'm down with Pluto being a planet. So I'm not doing that nonsense. But, I mean, I got the first three planets right.
All right.
In order.
No, well, you're not in order, though.
Yeah.
Didn't I?
Not even close.
You said Venus first.
All right. So neither of us have gotten one question completely correct yet.
There's no point on that one.
All right. Oh.
This feels very harsh.
All right, number four. Let's give it to us, Miss Ayat.
Feels
That's
personal
number three,
over
right?
Pluto.
Yeah. So now we're on to number four, right?
No, this is going to be question number three.
Okay, go ahead.
That was only two questions. It seems like it was a lot more than that, right?
Yeah.
All right. So a writing / reading question.
Oh, God.
In expository or nonfiction writing, name a text feature. Okay, Raven?
Italics?
Yes.
I retire.
Raven just threw the dog toy and jumped out of his seat. I didn't even understand the question. I was like, what?
That's because I'm so much smarter than you.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'll explain
the question to you later, after on, when we don't have Miss Ayala.
Explain it to me now.
When we're on Pluto, a planet, I will explain it to you.
So if you missed it a few minutes ago, Raven is leading me right now. One full point. I have a quarter of a point because I said the Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria when Christopher Columbus came up, even though it had nothing to do with the question whatsoever.
I mean, we just shout out things that have nothing to do with it, and she awards these things. I can't believe it.
Then there was a disagreement about whether Pluto was a planet or not.
By the way, I got no points for that. I still represent you, Pluto. What's up? You're my man, Pluto.
These are the last two questions. Miss Ayotte, take it away.
I'm stressed.
All right. We are going to do a math question. Complete the fact family. The numbers are 4, 3, blank.
The fact family.
Hey, Anna.
1.
No.
Oh, gosh. At least I knew this time to guess a number. The fact family.
Sometimes it's best to just stay silent. You're not going to deduct. Okay. You're not going to deduct any points for a bad answer. So I'm just going to say.
No.
I'm going to say 12.
That's correct.
Oh!
Look at you go.
I'm the smartest man alive.
You're so smart.
It's amazing.
Today.
It's amazing.
How do you come up with that? What
I
is
can't
the fact
answer that.
Family?
Don't ask me.
Not you, Miss Ayotte. I know you don't
so
know.
4 and 3, and the number that goes with them is 12 because 4 times 3 is 12. 12 divided by 3 is 4.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Obviously.
Okay.
What's wrong with you?
And it's called a fact family.
All right. Well, at this point, I can't win because Raven is already leading me 2-0, or actually 2-0.25.
But you did have some partial credit for the ships earlier.
Yeah. Congratulations on that.
Yeah. All right. All right. Let's go with this last question. Let's do this.
Okay, this is science/math.
Oh, yes!
Oh, no.
Uh-oh, I'm not going to get
name,
it.
Mm-hmm. Name a type of graph.
Of graph? A line graph.
Very good.
Yes! Oh, I wasn't a complete disappointment today.
Uh-huh.
Raven, can you name a different kind of graph?
I was going to go pie graph. You went line,
that's
right?
That's also one.
Yes! Woo! We know our graphs. We know our graphs. All right. Well, I'm going to give Raven the win today. He got 2 complete answers correct. I got 1 like a quarter point for saying the Nina Pinta Santa Maria.
On a question that it was not asked for. I love it.
All right. Congratulations, Raven. I will tip my hat to you today.
You know what? And with that, Miss Ayotte, we've now just called Pluto a planet again.
Mm-hmm.
I decree it.
All right. Now you're going to confuse a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
From a lack of a filter to unhinged lunacy, we ask you, the people, is Anna Zapp out of line?
Ordering 4 eggs at the diner is ordering too much. I'm just going to come right out and say it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I'm going to get a lot of hate and a lot of people that are going to say that I'm wrong in this scenario and that I am, in fact, out of line. But I just want to say, if you were in this position, you would have done the exact same thing I did.
All right. So tell the story.
So my family and I would like to go to the diner on the weekends. And not just me, my husband, and my kids, but we'd like to go with my parents, too, my mom and my dad. And my dad is a chef. He cooks a lot, right? So he knows how to cook. He owns restaurants and all that. Loves to go to the diner. We always go to the same one.
He also knows how to eat.
He's aware of how to eat.
Yeah, because he's a grown-up.
He's an adult.
Right.
So we go and we sit down, and we're talking about what we're going to order. And he boldly claims that he's going to order, I'm going to order 4 eggs sunny side up. So my mom goes, Dino, just like that. And I was like, Dad, you can't order 4 eggs so sunny side up.
Immediately, your mother says your father's name.
Outrage.
And you, before the air is out of her, you are on board with this. You're like, Dad, you're immediately on him.
Have you ever looked at a diner menu? It's usually the options are 2 eggs, however you like them. Or you could, they have different names depending on the diner. The big boy, mm-hmm. the hungry man,
yeah, okay.
the whatever it's called. And
sure.
that has 3 eggs.
Right.
There is no option for 4 eggs. And you want to know why? It's too many eggs. It's too many eggs. It is not healthy. It is a lot of cholesterol. I know eggs are healthy, but four is too much unless you are some kind of professional fighter and you are training for a fight and you're going to eat them raw.
Your father is a fit man. Burns a lot of calories, works a lot of hours, has a lot of stressful things that go throughout the day. I'm pretty sure he knows how to manage himself. Was he going to get anything else with the eggs? Maybe a little bit of toast? Maybe a juice?
Toast and home fries.
I mean, so it doesn't seem like a whole lot. Not bacon or sausage. Two eggs is a breakfast sandwich.
He would have gotten bacon, too.
Three eggs is an omelet. Four eggs
is excessive.
It's not that big of a deal at all. No, it is not.
Yes, it is. And me and my mom immediately agreed that he could not have four eggs. And so then, just to spite us, he orders the three eggs sunny side up with the toast and the bacon. And then he also home fries. And then also orders a gyro on the side.
See? So you created a problem where you painted the man into a corner, right? That he had to push back. It wasn't even just the fact that you said, no, don't get the eggs. It was that you piled on the man publicly and told him that he could not make his own decision here about his eggs.
I mean, I didn't stand up and announce it to the diner. No. It was just the six of us sitting around the table, my kids, my husband.
And your family all talking with their hands and getting all wild. And you're doing the accents here. You don't think anybody noticed?
No, it's fine. But I do think that if you're the guy that works at the diner, right?
Yeah.
You don't make four eggs for people. That just seems excessive to me. And I think that they know. And they should put a warning on the menu, like more than three eggs, not suggested.
So now you want the chef to refuse all people that come in after that to make four eggs. Here's the thing. If he orders four eggs and he gets through three and he's full, he can stop eating.
I just think it's too much. Is Anna Zapp out of line? That's me, Anna. We went to the diner with my parents, and my father wanted to order four eggs. And I said four eggs was too many. My mom immediately agreed with me, and we did not let him, because there's no option to order four eggs on the menu because it's unhealthy.
I'm not here to debate whether or not four eggs is actually the problem. I'm here to say that you and your mother should not tell your father, or especially you, should not be telling your father what to order or not order.
No, we only care about their best interest, and my father's best interest, and four eggs is too many. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Am I out of line?
Absolutely not. I don't think you are out of line. I would say the same thing about my dad, but if he ordered four eggs. Like, he already goes to the gym like 24-7. He doesn't eat four eggs.
If he's going to the gym 24-7, he's exactly the definition of who needs four eggs.
My dad's
it's
not
healthy
going.
Protein.
My father's not going to the gym 24-7.
I'm just saying, I'm not sure if you understand this the way this caloric intake thing works there on the phone, but...
No.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Oh, I was calling in about the eggs thing.
Yeah, what do you think? Is Anna Zapp out of line?
My grandfather used to have five eggs every day. He was a tall man. And he lived to 85 in 1963 when nobody lived to that age.
Right, so
he was out of line.
Yeah, he should be eating all the eggs that he wants. And frankly, we should all be eating more eggs. Thank you, ma'am. You are correct.
Right.
Gwen, am I out of line?
No, I think you saved him from a tummy ache. That four eggs is too many eggs for any one human to consume at a given time. Like, what are you, a wrestler? Like,
yes,
what? No.
That's what I said.
How old is your father?
62.
I think he's probably got a good amount of experience with his stomach as to what is going to give him a tummy ache or not. As a grown man, I mean, he's not seven. He's not a third grader.
Sometimes your eyes are bigger than your stomach, and then you think, I'm so hungry, I'm going to eat all these eggs. And then you don't realize that four eggs is too much. We were just trying to help him out.
Here's the great thing about that. He can just leave the last egg on his plate if he wants to. Whenever he arrives at the space where he's had enough, he can let it go.
Raven, this is like when you say, I want two bacon, egg, and cheeses.
That's right.
And what do I say? You don't need two bacon, egg, and cheeses.
And what happens after?
You eat two bacon, egg, and cheeses.
That's right.
And then you complain all day that you don't feel well.
That is not what happens.
Oh, it happens a lot. Nate, am I out of line? Four eggs. Too many eggs.
I'm going to say yes. And the reason why is he's a grown man, you know, and he knows what he's ordering, right? Like he said, four eggs, sunny side up. Let him have his four eggs, sunny side up. Mm-hmm. You know, is he paying for it?
I mean, of course he is.
Right?
Yeah, but
Dad always pays when they go out to eat.
It's true.
He loves to pay. Nobody else will even reach into their wallet now. They know.
Never in my life would I reach into my wallet with my father. It has nothing to do with paying for the eggs. It has to do with, like, I don't want the chef back there to have the guilt on his conscience that he gave a grown man a possibility of a heart attack from serving four eggs in a single plate.
Chef doesn't care at all.
The chef doesn't care at all. And, you know, the reason why I brought up the money is, like, you know, if you decide to put money down on something like that, then you're making a conscious decision. Mm. Let him live with his decisions. Mm-hmm. Maybe they'll be on him and maybe he needs that teachable moment. But at the same time, thought it was out of line to keep him from doing that and keeping him from learning whether or not he can handle that.
Not only that, the whole disagreement that takes place beforehand where everybody gets involved in it at that point. Now you're ruining my good time. Let me have my good time.
There was a group discussion. That's
see?
For sure.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about and then you decide who's right. Garrett and Stacy. Stacy, what's going on?
Hello, how are you guys?
Good.
So a little argument with my boyfriend. He's going to be turning 30. I am throwing him a fabulous birthday party at his favorite bar. His ex-girlfriend has reached out. She is not invited to the party, but she's reached out and said that she wants to make his birthday cake. Which is random and inappropriate. And he thinks that it's totally fine if his ex makes his big birthday cake. She wants to make him like a poker cake because I know you love poker. And like, I just think it's random and inappropriate that she's like trying to get back in with a birthday cake. It's just weird. And I don't think it should happen. And he thinks it's totally fine.
Garrett, what?
I mean, I just have to ask, yeah, who did she contact to make the birthday cake?
She contacted him.
So first of all, she's an ex-girlfriend from a very long time ago, and now she is a baker. She makes amazing cakes. She's up and coming, and yes, she knows that I like poker, so she said, well, how about I make you a big poker cake? It'll be big, it'll be beautiful, and I was like, that's very nice of you. That's a very nice thing you can do. And so it's going to be this awesome big center cake. And yeah, I thought it was appropriate. I don't think what the big deal is.
But like, you know, like this giant cake that's like a size of a table, and I'm the one who organized the whole party. So everyone's going to be coming to me like, oh my God, what a cool cake. Where'd you get that? And I have to be like, oh, Garrett's ex-girlfriend made it.
Wait, but does she own a bakery, or is she just like she makes it out of her house for fun?
No, well, she's up and coming, so she had been making cakes from her house for a very long time. I think she has a place out there now that, listen, I think it's a huge cake, and listen, honey, it's going to be an amazing party. I think the cake will be a nice, like, centerpiece. It'll just promote her business, and it'll make her happy, and that'll be fine.
But, like, I have to be like, this is Garrett's ex-girlfriend's business. Go to it. Like, it just seems, I feel like all of my friends will just be like, okay, that is weird. And, like, there'll be so many questions, and I just, like, I'm not going to pretend to be cool girl about this.
She's not invited to the party, right?
Exactly. She's not even going to be there.
Exactly. She's not, like, I doubt you guys even run into each other. She's just going to put the cake. I don't see what the big deal is. It's a nice cake. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Okay. Well, let's see what the audience has to say, because they may agree with you, Garrett. If she's trying to promote her business and she just wants to put business cards out next to the cake and show that she can do these elaborate cakes, I kind of get it. I see Stacy's side, too, where it feels a little bit awkward that all of a sudden out of nowhere, your ex shows up and she wants to make something as important and meaningful as your milestone 30th birthday cake for a party that she's clearly not invited to, that is being thrown by your new girlfriend.
Yeah, no, it's weird. It's weird. She's shoehorning her way in there and you're letting her. It's kind of weird. I got to be honest. I mean, I want to say it's neutral, and I get it. You're trying to just be a nice guy, but I don't know. Let's ask people. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong on this.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's a couple's court. Stacy is throwing her boyfriend Garrett a 30th birthday party. She rented out a local bar. Very exciting. Fun night, right? Garrett's ex-girlfriend reached out to him, said, hey, do you want me to make your cake? And she makes elaborate cakes. She's like kind of a local baker. She does the whole fondant theme cakes and says he knows he loves poker. He'll make him a really cool poker cake. He was like, yeah, that sounds cool.
Yeah, mind your business. I mean, that's what Stacey says. Stacey says, listen, this is a party I'm throwing. Frankly, how does she even know about it? I mean, she understands that his birthday is coming up, but get out of our business here. We don't need your help on the cake. I'll take care of the cake. I don't want to answer questions about where the cake from. She's just trying to steal the thunder and steal the moment. Say no.
What do you think? Should Garrett go back to his ex and be like, you know what? I changed my mind. Don't make the cake. Or is she overreacting? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm on the girlfriend's side. I think that is his ex-girlfriend. He needs to take his new girlfriend's feelings into consideration. He can simply tell the old girlfriend, thank you for the offer, but the cake is already ordered. And that way, her feelings aren't hurt, and his new girlfriend is happy.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Stacey is throwing her boyfriend Garrett a 30th birthday party. Rented out a bar. Going to be a really fun night. Now, here's the thing. Garrett's ex reached out. She's a local baker, does the elaborate fondant cakes, and says, I'd love to make your birthday cake. I'll make it poker themed. I know how much you love poker. And Garrett's like, yeah, cool. Thanks.
They're not a group of friends. They don't have shared children. They don't even have a shared pet or animal. What are you doing? It's great that you're baking cakes and that's really nice. But if you're thinking about me in the run up to my 30th birthday party, I got to tell you, it's a little bit weird if I'm involved with somebody else.
And that's what Stacey says. Like, how could you tell your ex to make your birthday cake on a party I'm throwing for you?
Right.
You need to reach out to her and tell her no. But is she overreacting? Is it really that big a deal? She is a local town baker. 1-800-330-9999. Carolyn, whose side are you on?
I am on her side. No way, no way should she make his cake. It's so wrong.
You know, I have a running joke with my wife because she has a massive family, and so does Anna. So you'll get this one, is that there's always a party. There's always a birthday. There's always some sort of event. Find another friend to make a cake for and take your photos and get your name out there. Leave me alone. I'm your ex.
Absolutely. And he should have just stopped it and said, contact my girlfriend. She's the one who's throwing the party.
I've made his mistake before. That's why I'm able to bring it down harsh on it. And I didn't see it first time. Maybe this is his first time, but he needs to wake up.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, Nina, whose side are you on?
So I think that we all agree that they're adults and, you know, the part of where you have to grow up or whatever and just, you know, get it over with. It's just a K or... But I don't think that he should say yes. He can go somewhere else and get another cake and just pay for it. Just because it's free and it's because, you know, the ex is giving it to him. Mm-hmm. They have to use it because it's an amazing cake. No, I don't think so.
Hey, Jose, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side, definitely. You guys said it all. I mean, he has to understand that he's being unreasonable. I can understand if he was still cool with her and in touch with her and she had her own spot that does this type of things, but a random call just to say, oh, I want to do your cake for you, it is kind of weird, so I'm definitely on her.
Listen, you can be courteous. You can be cordial. But you don't have to be friends with everybody as an adult just because you knew each other one time. You can end relationships.
Right.
Yeah, you don't have to do it for the good of the world. You're not changing anything. Get out of here with your cake.
I do understand that. But then I was like, what if one of my ex-boyfriends says, hey, do you want to have a birthday party on my super yacht? And he'd be like, I don't need to be there. You could just use my yacht. I would probably want to use the yacht.
That's an Airbnb. That's different.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Stacey, our audience agreed with you. It's a little bit awkward, Garrett. And if Stacey's not comfortable and she's the one throwing you the party, then you're going to have to tell her thanks, but no thanks.
Make somebody else's cake.
Thank you.
So you want me to go talk to my ex and tell her not to bring the custom cake that she made for this amazing party that you're putting together is basically what you're telling
me. First of all, she has not even made the cake yet. That's not how baking works. And no, I don't want you to go talk to her. I want you to send a text that's like, all set on the cake, thanks anyway.
Right.
That's all you have to set on the cake, period, thanks anyway.
Okay, do I have to pre-approve that message for you or...
Well, that's why you come here, so we can make these decisions for you. And now we're done. So congratulations, right. All. And if you have a problem, Sue, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Happy birthday.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $2,600. Monty, you ready to play today?
Yes, I am.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Monty.
Okay.
Thank you.
So Raven's walking out of here. That door is going to slam in about 3 seconds, and he's not going to be able to hear us because we're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. He'll come back in, answer the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yes. Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's give away some cash today. Number one, Gwyneth Paltrow released her annual Christmas list for her lifestyle brand. What's the name of the brand?
Goop.
Number two, Julia Roberts revealed that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Coretta Scott King paid for her hospital bill when she was born. Where did Martin Luther King deliver his famous I Have a Dream speech?
Washington, D.C.
Number three, Jimmy Fallon and Dolly Parton recorded a new holiday song that will be out on Friday called Almost Too Early for Christmas. What's the name of Jimmy Fallon's house band on his late night talk show?
The Roots.
Number four, Harry Styles dressed up as Danny Zuko for Halloween and sang Hopelessly Devoted to You. That's from what movie?
Grease.
And number five, a judge blocked a $2 billion merger of book companies Penguin Random House and Simon & Schuster. One of the romance writers for Penguin is a famous writer with books like Zoya, Beautiful, and Kaleidoscope. What is that author's name? Come on, get this one. Get it. Come on.
I'm Harlan Quinn.
All right, let me bring Raven back in. Okay.
Yep.
4 out of 5 for Monty. Without a doubt, if he would have gotten number 5, he would have been a winner. Let's see what happens. This is going to be close.
Pretty impressive. $2,600, bro. Here we go.
Number one, Gwyneth Paltrow released her annual Christmas list for her lifestyle brand. What's the name of the brand?
Goop.
Goop. And I'm obsessed with this list because it's so outlandish.
Yeah, it always is.
It's fantastic.
She's a crazy one.
Number one, two, Julia Roberts revealed that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Coretta Scott King paid for her hospital bill when she was born. If you haven't read the story, go read the story. Why? It's such a beautiful, inspirational thing. Where did Martin Luther King deliver his famous I Have a Dream speech?
National Mall, Lincoln Memorial.
Lincoln Memorial. Yeah, I would have taken the Lincoln Memorial or Washington, D.C. Yep. Number three.
D.C. is kind of a big place
with lots of places. It's a town. I mean, you could have
said. I'm guessing that's what you said. Never mind.
Nah,
move on.
No. I would have accepted either.
Okay.
Number three. Jimmy Fallon and Dolly Parton recorded a new holiday song that will be out on Friday called Almost Too Early for Christmas. What's the name of Jimmy Fallon's house band on his late night show?
He's got the Roots.
Yes. Number four. Harry Styles dressed up as Danny Zuko for Halloween and sang Hopelessly Devoted to You. That's from what movie?
Come on. Grease.
Yes. All right, you guys are tied at 4. Number 5, a judge blocked a $2 billion merger of book companies Penguin Random House and Simon & Schuster. One of the romance writers for Penguin is the writer of famous books like Zoya, Beautiful, and Kaleidoscope. Who is that?
I mean, I have no idea. I'm just going to guess Jane Rice.
Danielle Steele.
Oh, that was my next guess.
It was not.
Stephen King?
Nope.
Dang it.
I'm sorry, Monty. You guys tied at 4. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Thank you. Thank you. It's Monty, and I can't beat Raven.
Good game, man. $2,700 tomorrow. Enjoy that shirt, bro.
Right. Thank you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free. Select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9-3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.